Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're in our last weekend of summer before we bump up against that Labor Day weekend. So we're going to talk a little bit about prepping for Labor Day, because if your place is like mine, people just drop in and you got to be ready, right? You got to have some stuff set aside so that if your grilling turns to 12 from 2, that's a good thing. Cold beer, cold meat, ready to go. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and thanks for joining us. We do this crazy little gig once a week, wherever you're listening to us. We appreciate you taking a little time out and keeping that radio tuned to this station. Well, this is just a show about two guys who have a grilling addiction and enjoy an occasional toddy while they're at the back deck in the grill. So
can't do one without the other.
You can go to thegrillingguys.com and check out our website, and it's a pretty good resource. There's a lot of recipes. There's sponsor links. You look at the bar on the right, you'll see a bunch of different people that pay to keep this show on the air. Click on that link, check out their products. If you want to buy anything, you can buy it right there online or go into their stores. One of the vendors is in here, going to be on with us in a little bit, and that would be Old World Olive Company. But, Jop, I want to talk just for a second about a couple really important things. For starters, next Tuesday, it's been 8 years we've been on the air.
I know. I saw that on my calendar. We didn't get on the air on a Tuesday. It must have been a Saturday back then. But
it was September 8th. Right. It was a Saturday.
Yep. But that's pretty cool. It's been a good run, brother.
I remember well.
We've had a lot of fun with this thing, and we've done a lot of cool stuff. And, you know, about 3 years ago, two and a half, I think it was, that you came up with this idea called Operation GI Barbecue, where we could give back to the troops. And you had a good little run here last weekend about that, right?
I did. And I want to finish that story, okay. And then we won't have to mention it anymore, because we probably sound like a broken record. But it was an honest effort we put forth to raise money to buy large smokers and barbecue sauce and stuff for the troops. Original Juan donated some sauce. This guy named Fat Daddies gave us some rub from Idaho. American Barbecue Systems gave us a great deal on three large Judge smokers.
These are trailer models. I mean, they were big. They weren't on wheels, but they were big enough to be on a trailer.
Oh, yeah. They're on big wheels, and right. You got to roll them. So I show up at Selfridge Saturday night last week, and it's me and my son Alex, and there's nobody there that's supposed to be there to help us unload.
But Alex, important to note that Alex is in the guard, and he's down there on his two-week maneuvers,
he actually
right?
got his orders for Bagram, and that's when I decided to go into action and do something for the troops, because I wanted to be able to show up at Bagram with a plane load of barbecue. That was the original twisted thought I had. It would have never happened. The military doesn't cooperate with civilians very well, as I should have known. But anyway, I finally got somebody a couple weeks ago from Selfridge, the Enlisted Heritage House, to take it. Showed up there Saturday night. Alex has been on two-week AT. He's a Chinook mechanic for the Michigan Army Guard. And he's an E5, fixes big Chinook, supervisor kid. He's a good kid. And so we fed his whole unit on Sunday. So Saturday night, we show up at the Enlisted Heritage House. Now, dig this. Okay, Selfridge used to be an active-duty Air Force base.
Right.
I can't really remember those days, but maybe when I was in the Air Force, it was just decommissioning and turning into a guard base. But where the general lives on any base is always the nicest house. And when the military wants property, it's always the nicest property. Dude, this thing is like 40, 50 acres on Lake St. Clair in Mount Clemens. So guess where the general's house is?
Right.
Oh.
Right on the lake.
Miami Vice, baby. Yeah. It's this big brick house. It's so sweet. Well, it's decommissioned, so there's a whole bunch of houses there. They're turning into an area for brain injuries survivors to recoup in. But the general's house got turned over to the Enlisted Heritage Association, and it's just a bunch of retired enlisted people who want to promote military life and the enlisted heritage. So they were so cool. You'll see on our Facebook page / the Grilling Guys. There's a picture of me with about 8 guys. Those are like the last 30 years worth of command sergeant majors that ran that base.
Oh, neat.
And they all came to thank me for that.
Nice.
To thank us for that. It was wonderful to hang out with those guys and very touching. And it was great for my son to experience. And it's nice when people appreciate, we've put a lot of hard work into this thing, and it's just kind of nice when
and our listeners supported it too. Yes. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention that, because we did harp on this thing for a couple of years, but it happened. It was a real deal. I'm very proud to say that Bob and I never took a penny out of this thing. It was something that we did, and I don't want to take any credit for that, but it's worth mentioning, because this was purely an effort to bring barbecue to 3 military bases, and we ended up doing that. So they were stateside. They weren't like we wanted to go overseas, but it was a good thing.
If you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, heard every weekend on this station, or go to thegrillingguys.com to find our website. Dude, one of our great sponsors is Garrett's Appliance in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And they have 2 stores. They're a fantastic appliance store, retailer. And I have gotten all my appliances from them for years. We went shopping for some more a couple nights ago now. They had one of their classes with Chef Chris Wesley.
Mm-hmm.
So I took my best girl, and we called that a date night. And it really turns out to be a date night, because it's all couples, and they serve you wonderful food. You learn some really cool stuff. This class was a classic Mexican taco class, which sounds simple, but this Chris Wesley, he's really good.
He put the talk in taco.
It was fantastic. Yeah, and he's just very personable. And here's a whole bunch of couples around that giant bar just having fun, you know, having some wine and some cervezas. It was great. So I would highly suggest you check out Garrett's Appliance and check out their website or their Facebook page. They'll announce those classes when they come up, and it's the best. $50 a person. It's the best money I've spent for a date in a long time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I found a nice range that my wife actually gave us the nod on. So.
Sure. Sure.
That's a problem picking stuff up.
Right.
But she saw that big 36-inch Thermidor.
Yeah.
And she agreed that it looks like the real deal.
Good. Good. I know that's important to you.
It is.
To have a big old gas range.
Well, she does all the baking, but when it comes to a big cooktop, that's me on the breakfast man.
You're doing gas, not electric.
Gas always. Top, electric oven.
Yep. Dual fuel.
And it's going to be convection. And anyway, Garrett's Appliance, great place. Can't say enough good about them. They have just totally been a great sponsor for us.
So. Yeah, that's cool. They have. And we've got a lot of good sponsors. And speaking of that is Shasta with Old World Olive Company will be joining us in the next segment. Always one of my favorite guests. Just having the bubbly personality in the studio really lifts us
up. I never noticed she was bubbly.
Right. But, well, she has a little bubbly.
She's starting to gurgle right now.
Right. And but also the knowledge and the expertise that she brings with the olive oils and the balsamics, you're not going to want to miss this, because there's a lot of people that I feel don't understand how to cook with balsamic vinegars and olive oils. And what she has taught us over the years has taken my game to the next level.
Yep.
So really excited to have her join us.
It'll change the way you cook.
Yeah, it really will.
You know, and it's really useful when you're using cast iron. And, of course, you know we love Lodge. So Lodge cast iron cookware is coming up next.
Stick with us. We'll be back. Or don't stick, as it may be.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's. 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's GarrettsAppliances.com, GarrettsAppliances.com.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. We're gearing up for Labor Day. And one of the things that you got to do if you're a grilling guy, Labor Day is one of the last big cooks before tailgate season, right? And you got to get your equipment ready. And right now on the live line, we've got a guy that's probably Barbecue Bob's favorite equipment supplier. If you've listened to this show before, you know Barbecue Bob is a cast iron fanatic. And if you're thinking cast iron, you got one company you need to go to, and that's the Lodge Cast Iron Cookware. And on the live line right now, we have Mark Kelly, who is the proprietor of Lodge.
No, I believe he's the marketing manager. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, and y'all?
What the heck is your position anyway? Are you doing everything?
No, that's been reduced. We've hired a lot of folks for years. I am the public relations and advertising manager.
Oh, there you go.
Well, perfect guy to speak with.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
See, you don't have to hold that. You don't have to hold that torch and melt the iron anymore. That's good.
I tell you what, particularly in the summertime, because we melt that metal at 2,800 degrees. It's 100 degrees outside. So
yeah.
That's so fun. It's only 2,700 in there. If I do the math,
those guys
right?
Those guys get svelte in the summertime.
Yeah, and that's kind of like standing over a hot pit barbecue down south in the middle of summer when it's 110 and humid, and you got a bed of coals in front of you. It's kind of similar.
Yeah, that's what carbonated yeast is for to drink.
Well, fancy.
Funny you say that.
Yeah, yeah. We're enjoying some good Michigan repurposed water right now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Mark. Lodge Cast Iron Cookware. Tell us what city in Tennessee you are located.
We are in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, which is 30 miles west of Chattanooga, Tennessee, right about a mile off of Interstate 24.
I was trying to think of the highway because I started seeing the signs a couple years back when I stopped in there, and So I took a shortcut down south. So Highway 24, if you ever want to visit these guys, that's where you want to be. We want to know what new stuff Lodge has coming out, especially thinking about the folks that are heading off into the woods and like I'm doing in a little bit, going out to do some camping and some great products like that.
Well, we will release first of next month a revolutionary new product for the outdoor cooking folks. We call it the cook it all. It's literally just two pieces of cast iron, but it is so versatile. The base is a cast iron skillet or shallow wok. You can make deep dish pizzas with it. There is a griddle apparatus that fits on top. One side is flat, one side is raised ridge, or you can flip the whole thing over, and it works as a camp Dutch oven. So it's only two pieces of iron, and there are two steel handles that are used to move these around. Very easy to move around, and it's I have to, I mean, I've been here almost 14 years. We've released a lot of products. This is the first one that is so out of the box, but anybody who's seen it goes absolutely gaga.
So that's going to be great for campers especially.
Absolutely.
And people doing picnics with an open fire pits.
Yes, a big anything like that. And the great thing is it's like all of our cast iron products, it's already seasoned, and it's ready to go right when you get it. It's and it's only available on our website or in our factory stores. It's so it's we're very excited about it, particularly with the fall hunting season coming up and people being out in the woods more and even cook. I've done testing with it in my own backyard, and again, it's real dynamic, and it is completely revolutionary.
Okay, so Mark, if somebody wanted to find one of those, what is the website they need to go to?
It's www.lodgemfg.com. MFG, Mark Frank George, .com.
Yeah, very cool. Now, these items are going to retail for what?
This retails for $140.
Very cool. But lasts a lifetime if you take care of it, just like all the rest of your products, correct?
You know, if you take care of it, it'll last a minimum of 100 years. But as you well know, if you go to any historic museum here or anywhere around the world, they've got, you know, you go to Mount Vernon or Monticello, there are things there from the colonial era. I'm originally from Savannah, Georgia, same thing in the museums there. If you go to Europe, there are pieces from the Middle Ages. So if you take care of it, it'll take care of you.
Absolutely.
You know, and I'm glad you brought up the Dutch oven. Nah, just kidding.
None of our listeners know about Bob's affliction for Dutch ovens.
But, no, the this new device, what do you call it?
The Cook-It-All.
Cook-It-All. See, as I was selfishly thinking of my own camping trips, you hit on something that was much more important, and that is you think about all these fire pits. Now, Jop has a used to have a company that built backyard kitchens. And, Jop, how many fire pits do you see out there?
Everyone.
Everyone
right.
has a fire pit in their backyard.
Absolutely.
Now. It's the thing. Whether it's electric or gas.
Or wood fired.
I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say. Gas or wood. Most of the better cooking's on wood, but I could see even a gas fire pit working with something like this. If you're having a party outside and
it's heat, man.
Maybe it's too hot inside or your kitchen's all tied up.
Now, it's 14 inches in diameter, so, you know, it's some gas, even outdoor things may not work with it, but it is perfect for outdoor wood or charcoal pits. And I have to say, the thing that I've noticed, I mean, there's so many trends in our marketplace throughout the country, but outdoor cooking is just taking off. People have outdoor kitchens, and both for gas and charcoal and wood. And in an area like where y'all are here, you know, outdoors is where everybody wants to be. And with football season coming up, and, you know, people have outdoor kitchens with TVs and things, you know, you can go out there and cook and be with friends and watch your favorite team win or lose, or your least favorite team lose. But it's the perfect thing for the perfect time of year.
Well said, and we happen to have the olive oil goddess of Michigan in the studio right now. Her name is Shasta. Can you tell us anything related to cast iron and EVOs that might be of an important nature to our listeners?
Well, you know, olive oil is just such a natural complement to cast iron. We don't recommend it for seasoning the cookware, but we do recommend it for maintaining the seasoning. And it's a healthy alternative for any oil or protein you want to use with cooking, so it's absolutely perfect. And you know, back in the day, if you maintain the seasoning with lard or something or just whatever you cook,
which works great also.
it does. And
I maintain myself with lard.
I need to send you a T-shirt when I go to Oxford, Mississippi in October. It's a restaurant there and called Big Bad Breakfast. They have a T-shirt that says, Lord have mercy. But
exactly.
But, you know, everything in moderation, but as you get older, you try to be a little healthier.
Yeah, I get it. It sucks, but I get it.
Yeah, it's and quite frankly, one of the stigmas about cast iron is that the only thing you can do is fried chicken and cornbread. And you know, true believers of the faith know that's not true. But, you know, actually, with a well-seasoned pan or even a newly seasoned pan, you can cook fat-free because it's naturally non-stick. So it's I call cast iron the perpetual cooking machine, just because of all the different aspects that are great for cooking, but also for healthy lifestyle. And as we know, whenever you cook with cast iron cookware, you get a daily ration of dietary iron.
Well, see, now you got me all jacked up, and I'm going to have another beer from Blackwater. we're enjoying some Blackwater, which is from the Upper Peninsula, where your product is very, very popular in the Northern Peninsula of Michigan. We're out of time, brother, but Mark Kelly, Lodge Cast Iron Cookware, we love you. Thanks so much for taking time with us, and we're going to make sure everybody has a piece of Lodge, or at least in their home.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much, and always love talking with y'all, and enjoy the fall.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Great guy, great products. I know your house is full of them. I've got 4 or 5. You probably got a dozen. So, and he only said Dutch oven once. Can you imagine that? Hey, you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? Brings back memories, doesn't it? Well, over at Schmoe's, we make root beer and black cherry soda just to bring back those memories. We've got 6 packs to go if you don't have time to hang around for a pint or a float. But bring the kids, grab a free basket of popcorn, and make your own memories with that new generation. Schmoe's Brewery, Grand Rapids, Michigan, located on Patterson, just north of 28th Street.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I have ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're having a little bit of fun, talking a little bit of getting ready for Labor Day. We just had Mark Kelly from the Lodge Cast Iron Company They've got, imagine that, they've reconfigured the Dutch oven. So now I know where Bob's shopping later today. He's going to get online to lodgemfg.com and pick up one of these new.
I took the liberty of ordering a semi-load for us just for samples. It's okay. Yeah. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the radio. And in studio with us, we've got the lovely Shasta from Old World Olive Company.
Hey there.
And on the grilling line, we've got a guy who happens to love Lodge cast iron cookware. I know personally, David Manson from one of the coolest breweries and beer companies in Michigan. That's one of the stellar skyrocketing successes of our wonderful tradition here. David from Black Rocks in Marquette, Michigan, or Marquette. All right, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Thanks for joining us. We've been going through the show here, sampling some wonderful beers, and you know, I was lucky, and Siciliano's did still have the Presque Ale, so nice. I loaded my car up with Presque Ale because I know they'll be out. So we've tried a few different things, including Pilsner, and right now we're on the Murray Project. Why don't you tell us about your beers?
Ooh. Well, Black Rocks founded back in 2010. We started as a very small nano brewery, and we've kind of been growing ever since. So for the production side and market side, you know, we have our main three, which are Coconut Brown, Grand Rapids Dry Hop Cream Ale, and 51K IPA. And you guys are sampling some of our ADD brews since we all kind of want to brew different things all the time. And those are two great ones. The Presque is a summer release, and the Murray Project's our Imperial IPA. They both have a little bit more hop forward than some. Presque is less than the Murray Project, of course, but they're very fun for us to do, and we've been getting some really good positive feedback from the marketplace. So it's exciting to see that you guys are sampling it down there.
So, David, for our listeners that maybe aren't as fine a connoisseur as you are, can you distinguish for me, IPAs are everywhere, all over the market. And everybody's like, well, I got to have an IPA. But this Murray Project that we're drinking is an Imperial IPA. What's the difference?
Correct. So, you know, when we kind of categorize both, regular IPA versus an Imperial IPA, we kind of really kind of make it a standard of like where the alcohol by volume is. And so that one's going to be up there. That's, creeping 9 change. And our normal one is 7. So you get a little bit more bang for your buck, if you will, when it comes to anything Imperial, whether it be an Imperial Stout, Imperial IPA. Those things are going to just be a little higher ABV. So that's kind of how we distinguish those between
right.
the two.
We did just try your classic Pilsner too, and that was very nice.
That is a in-house favorite around the brewery. There's a lot of low fill when we can that one for some reason. I don't know how that happens, but we usually have a cooler full, and you know we encourage our staff to make sure that those go away in a proper fashion.
So tell us about the Black Rocks.
The name or?
The actual Black Rocks.
Yeah, so in Marquette, there's a municipal park. It's called Presque Isle. A lot of people drive around, look at the deers, but probably the most notable thing is on the north side of the aisle is about a 17-foot cliff jump. Right into the beautiful, always warm Lake Superior.
Yeah, always warm.
So it's kind of a rite of passage. I grew up doing it. My kids, you know, I made them do it. Now they do it on their own. And, you know, with Northern and a lot of people visiting our area, it's kind of a thing that you really have to experience and do. And there's days when it's, you know, when it's breaking 80, which is rare, that place is packed. I mean, there's hundreds of people out there either encouraging others to jump or doing backflips or just generally playing around. So for Andy and I, my partner Andy Langlois, we were jumping into an industry that was relatively unknown to us. It was early sort of in kind of that rise of craft beer.
Sure, you were craft beer before it was cool. Absolutely.
No, we were semi-late to the game, but not terribly late. But so for us, it was a leap of faith into something new to us, since we were, we had careers before that took a little bit of a turn for the worse, but in hindsight, a turn for the better.
So people need to experience the UP in August and September, in my opinion. Anybody in the world, and people from all around the world do actually go and visit the Lake Superior shoreline, because it's, well, it's one of the coolest phenomenons on the planet. There's stats that I could go on and on about, but you already know them.
Sure.
So I'm going to be in Sault Ste. Marie September 7th. You got any ideas for me in Marquette?
Wow, you know, I don't know if it was a coincidence or just you know, dumb luck, but we're going to have an amazing beer fest that weekend. And it's a Michigan Brewers Guild beer fest. You guys have yours at Fifth Third down in Grand Rapids area.
Right.
But this one is very special. I mean, you're obviously going to get an amazing backdrop. We're right next to Lake Superior on the Matson, park. And it's, you know, you and 5,000 of your favorite dupers kind of enjoying and sampling the wares of beers all over the state. It's in my opinion, it's probably the best setting for a beer fest that the Guild does.
Well,
so you have to be there.
I'm going to make sure that my best girl takes Friday off and goes up with me then, because we will see you on the 8th in Marquette. I definitely want to get up there, and I'll hit the pub first, but that sounds like a perfect idea.
I think you're going to have a blast, and it'll probably start to fall into your yearly mecca.
Yeah, and that beer fest on the 8th is right in Marquette, correct?
Correct. It's smack down in the downtown area, like I said, right next to the water and on the big, beautiful grassy fields. And, you know, we didn't even realize it, but and we haven't been to the Ipsy Fest just because nobody in my company wants to leave the UP in July.
Right.
That's your month, man.
To go down into Detroit. I don't blame you.
Right.
It's one of our months. We don't get many, so we try to hold on to them. But it's the only one that's like on grass.
So for people who have never been to Marquette, Michigan, I'll tell you personally, it's one of the prettiest little towns you'll ever see, and it happens to be on a beautiful lake in this cool setting. It's Northern Michigan University's there. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff. Jop, there's some really cool Finnish shops there too. You know, if you want to get me a present, you can.
Do they sell cast iron?
They do. I guarantee you. Lodge is a very popular cookware up here.
Oh, yeah.
We all love it, actually.
Absolutely. Well, it's popular everywhere. It's great stuff. So you've got this, you've got a couple flavors that are unique to you, this Rabbits. Tell me about this.
Yeah, the Grand Rabbits, it's a dry hopped cream ale. And so when we came to market, we really wanted to have something hoppy, something light, something dark. We were, I guess, a little tired of the traditional, like a blonde or, you know, just a basic wheat. And so we really kind of honed our cream ale recipe. And what we didn't like about the history of a cream ale is that over corny flavor that you potentially get. A cream ale obviously has a certain portion of the grain bill that's going to have corn in it, and that adds mouthfeel and
nice
flavor taste to it.
Yep.
But it can be overwhelming.
So
we wanted to cut it a little bit, so we dry hopped it, and then it comes off really crisp, but you still have that mouthfeel and a little bit of that hint of corn in the background. So it's
awesome.
Really fun beer.
Awesome. David Manson from Black Rocks. We got 30 seconds left. Shasta has a comment for you.
Hey, David, how are you?
Great. How are you? I love olive oil, too, by the way.
Awesome. Well, I got to tell you, I'm drinking this Honey Lav, and it's amazing. I've never had a beer that tastes like that.
That's thank you so much. I mean, it can be a divisive beer. Some people think it's a little too much, and it smells like grandma's purse.
It's perfect. Other people absolutely love it. But I like grandma, so.
Right.
We love grandma.
Right.
Grandma's good.
We're gonna jump off the Black Rocks with grandma. David Manson, your partner is Andy Langloy. I look forward to meeting you on September 8th for that UP Beer Festival. Give us your website real quick.
www.blackrocksbrewery.com. A lot of fun eggs in there. So search around and hit the links, because there's goofy stuff all over the place.
And their beer is everywhere. It's awesome. Try it.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up next, we're going to oil you up. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Beer City, USA.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Satisfaction's been our aim since 59. Been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
All my friends know the lowrider.
Yeah. Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. And we're about to embark on a topic that is probably the single most important thing I've learned in 8 years and a couple weeks on the Grilling Guys is how to use olive oils and balsamics in my cooking.
You know what I've learned?
What's that?
You're like the king of improv.
Right, yeah. But olive oils and balsamics were completely foreign to me. Before we started this, it was like something I'd never even thought of. And then along came this little company that is now a large company called Old World Olive Company that has grown because of a couple things. Olive oils and balsamics are fantastic, but also they teach people how to use them when you go into their stores. That, to me, is the difference maker.
That is very important. Welcome back. Thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. And I love olive oil so much, I have a granddaughter named Olive.
Right.
So yeah. Beat that.
can't touch that.
In the studio with us right now is Shasta, the owner of Old World Olive Company. How's that sound when you hear that, the owner of such a successful, cool company?
Pretty cool. Some days pretty scary.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when you have to hire some new people or fire some people.
Yeah, that's not the fun part, no, but the hiring's great.
Right,
the hiring's fun. Yep.
Well, yep. So tell us everything you know in 5 minutes.
Well, everything I know in 5 minutes, that shouldn't take me a whole lot of time. So, you know, olive oil is such a misunderstood item. People look at it, they think it's a fat. They don't understand that it's a good fat. It's a monounsaturated. That's the stuff that lowers your blood pressure, helps with all sorts of different cancers and diseases. And if you don't know what any of those are, just Google it. I mean, the list is just, there's a plethora of information. The same goes for balsamic vinegar. A lot of people think it's just a little condiment. It's really not. The antioxidants in balsamic vinegar are amazing. Again, really? You can Google that and find out all sorts of things. It's an appetite suppressant. It helps control your sugar.
So you eat it, so you don't eat it? Is that it?
Kind of, sorta. Okay. Yeah.
So you could just like do a shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, you could.
And that would be dinner.
Right.
No, that'd be lunch.
Yeah.
So if you're following what the FDA says you should have, 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil, fresh, is the key. It's not something that you're going to get off a shelf in a grocery store that you don't know where it came from. You don't know when it's been crushed.
How long it's been sitting
in
a
crate. How long it's sat on, the slow boat coming
what's
over
the,
in a crate.
Yeah, what's the percentage of EVOs in the U.S. that are actually rancid by the time you buy them?
Just about 80% of them.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at that 75 to 80%
mark. So if it smells like you don't want to eat it, don't buy it. Because
right.
a lot of them do. If you notice a lot of olive oils that you buy in the big bottles and stuff, and you smell it, it's like, wow, this is why I don't use olive
kinda
oil.
Smells like,
it smells like, yes.
Like crayons. That's not good.
Right,
that's not a good
right.
quality.
Grandma's old purse. Right?
I
right.
love that.
Yeah,
that was
right.
great. That was great. So anyway, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Shasta from the Old World Olive Company. And Shasta's here alone, and she's very pretty. Corey didn't come with her, so shame on him for not coming into the studio, because we've got guys like, peering
fail.
In the windows here in the studio trying to find out who this is. So tell us a little bit more about infused EVOs.
Sure. So that's another really curious area for most people. They just don't understand or maybe grasp what that means. And infused is where you're using the base of the extra virgin olive oil, so you're still getting that healthy the polyphenols, you're getting the low peroxide levels, you're getting all the good stuff that you want in the olive oil, which is all the health benefits. And then they're going to infuse the essence of the flavor into the olive oil.
So my favorite's garlic.
Yes. They take the pure extra virgin olive oil, and then we infuse the garlic essence.
Which means what?
It's the oil of the garlic.
Juice?
It's the juice.
Oh.
Yep.
But
so,
it's the oil.
So what's
but it's
in
the,
garlic
yes.
olive oil is garlic and olive oil.
Olive oil, yes.
Yeah.
So if you look at a nutritional panel that we have in all the stores if you need them, it'll tell you exactly that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there's a variety mm-hmm. of infusions that happen in the oil. I mean, it's just not garlic. That's one that
right.
that's like a go-to.
Right.
Because you
staple.
Can't go wrong with garlic. But explain some of the other things and how we might use those.
Yeah. So we've got things all the way from a dill. Extra virgin olive oil, which is really a different variety.
Works great on fish.
Which works great on fish. It's great on potatoes.
I don't think I've ever had the dill.
Oh, you need to make
you're
a stroll
out,
down
dude.
The street.
You're
yes,
missing out.
Yes, you're missing out.
Because I have.
All the way to Tuscan Herb, which is our best selling. That's
I
got
like,
garlic.
Is it really?
It is.
I do like it.
It's our number one seller. You know,
I've become very fond of the basil, to be
the
honest.
The basil
that's really
is super fresh. And, you know, sometimes
that's
people
me.
Have an issue saying, well, you know, I'm paying $18 for a bottle of extra virgin olive oil. The amount that you use
yeah.
of the extra virgin yeah. olive oil in comparison to something that doesn't have
yeah.
the quality flavor
spend
that we
have.
Spend
the extra $2 and get the little
right.
spout for it, and you'll pour very little. You'll need very little.
Right on.
Right.
Yep. And
me,
your flavor is
it.
Great.
Yeah.
Bob
so,
bathes in it.
So the other half of this equation from the oil that's is the good. Balsamic vinegar. And when people think of vinegar, you get the nose crunch a little bit, and it's like, ooh, vinegar, that's no good. But it's an acid that complements many, many foods if it's used properly
correct.
And in moderation. So tell us a little bit about balsamic.
Correct. You know, I was just having this conversation yesterday with my manager, Lisa, because when I first met her about 8 years ago, she came into the store as a customer and said, I don't like balsamic vinegar. Those are my favorite customers. Indulge me. Let
mm-hmm.
me just mix up an oil and a vinegar.
Right.
The oil cuts the acidic level of the balsamic, and it just naturally smooths that out. What we find, too, is that Americans like the acidic level to be a little bit lower because we like things sweet. If you go to Europe and you try a balsamic vinegar there, their acidic level is typically around 6. We offer those flavors, too, for the people that don't want it Americanized, if you will.
Yeah, I don't like it real sweet
yep.
either.
Yep.
It's for grilling especially. You want a
yes.
low sugar content. But we were joking about, you know, body oils and stuff like that. But in all honesty, aren't there some EVOs that are, like, really good for your skin
yes.
and people use them in massages and
so
stuff?
So any extra virgin olive oil, you're still getting the health benefits that you would consume. You're getting them on your skin.
Because your skin absorbs it.
Right. We have women that come in and they buy the highest polyphenol count extra virgin olive oil that we can offer. And we've had stuff over 700, which if you know anything about polyphenols, 220 and high and up is considered high. Over 700 is almost not drinkable.
So that's why my wife puts like this coconut oil on her legs. It's
right?
the same thing as she could be using some of your oil.
She yeah.
Me, I don't put anything on my legs like that because a real man wouldn't do it.
That's not what she told me.
Oh,
It might not be time for man law.
Now you're a man. A man, man, man. Now you're a man. A manny, manny, man. A man, man, man. You are now a man. You're a man. Now you're a man.
And a real man has to confess on air that he does put coconut oil on his chicken legs. Any man that is old enough and is not in the military should at least support the troops. Even if you don't agree with a war, if there happens to be one, they're there and they're your countrymen fighting to protect you and your family. You should show them support. Take a knee, you get the back of the hand.
Right. I get it, man. You know what? We're blessed because we have servicemen and women that sacrifice their lives and do what we need to do to protect us so a couple knuckleheads like us can sit here and do this and have fun with Shasta. So Shasta, the balsamics, again, there's infused flavors of those as well, right?
Correct.
About how many do you represent?
Wow. I would say on average at any given time, we've got at least 30.
Right. And you mentioned mixing balsamics and oils. If you've ever been to a restaurant where you've got an oil and vinegar dressing, rather, on your salad, there's some really cool combinations that I'd like to talk about. The last time I was in your store, they gave me a lime oil and a coconut balsamic. And you put equal amounts of that in a little dispenser and put that on your salad. It was fantastic.
And the cool thing is if you take your little hand mixer and hit that real quick, it looks more like a dressing, especially
right.
if you're throwing some spices
emulsifies,
in.
Right?
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, some people wouldn't think to put oil and vinegar on their salad, whereas it used to be the norm.
Right.
That was a salad
was
when
the
I grew
salad.
Up.
Right.
There was no ranch.
Right. Right.
It was
right.
oil and vinegar.
Right.
But
yeah.
Listen, can you stick around? You've already been here for most of the day. So
sure. We've okay. got great beer from Black Rocks here, so hey.
Coming up, Shasta's going to give us a couple recipes that you're not going to want to miss for your Labor Day gig. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071. If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys and Bob wadding up paper behind me. But anyway, welcome back. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We have Shasta from Old World Olive Company in the studio, and we've been talking over her for about an hour now, so we're going to let her talk and tell us a couple cool holiday recipes that you might want to try.
So this is my go-to recipe. This is one every time you take it anywhere, people want to know what it is, they want to know how you made it, and it's really a simple. It's an Asian orzo salad, and basically the ingredients that are the star of this dish, it's the sesame oil. And I have to tell you, I'm going to stop here and just tell you a really quick story.
I didn't even know you had sesame oil.
Yeah, oh, it's delicious.
Comes in little bottles. It's really strong.
You can get it in little bottles. You can get it in a 200 milliliter, which is
right.
Once you start using it, you'll want that size.
Right.
I ran out of it. I was cooking for a whole group of people, ran out of my sesame oil, and I had to run to the grocery store. And I was really upset.
Didn't have keys to your own place or something?
I was way up north.
Oh, you were out of the area. Crowd. All right. Yeah.
So I ran to the local grocery store. I grabbed a sesame oil off the shelf, came back, and I was so disappointed. It didn't have the pungency. It didn't have the quality. It just didn't have the flavor. Everyone still raved about the dish. But I know when you make it with the right ingredients and the right products, this is just a shiner of a dish.
How about rice wine vinegar? Do you carry that?
You know, we don't, but we have a couple vinegars that are super tart that are kind of like that rice wine. You know, and I cook with rice wine, too.
Hello, so squirrel. So get back to the recipe.
So you threw me off my trail here. Right. So the shiners of the dressing are the honey ginger white balsamic. If you've never used that, it can take any stir fry that you have and jump it to the next level. It's got a little bit of just a good pure extra virgin olive oil and then the sesame oil. And that's the base of the dressing. A little soy sauce. You're throwing in some water chestnuts, some broccoli, some orzo, some chicken.
What's orzo?
It's a little pasta. It looks like a piece of rice, right. But it expands.
It looks just like a little, yeah.
Yeah.
Bob, get out of the UP. Come on now.
So this is just...
I don't know what you call it. I know I ate it once.
This is a great recipe. It's really my go-to. There's so many things you can make. We've got the recipes in the store as well. If you come in, ask the ladies for the Asian orzo salad, they'll grab a recipe for you.
Right. And that's cool. So, you know, when you say you come into the stores, that's plural. Where are you located?
So we've got a couple here in the Grand Rapids area. We've got one on Monroe Center, which is right across from the Art Museum, if you know where that's at.
In our studio.
And you're right up the street, a little convenient. And then the Downtown Market. We've also got one in downtown Rockford. And a whole bunch of tasting bars we're working with now. So you'll see us on shelves in a lot of different stores.
You need one in Mount Pleasant.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So you have I noticed that in some of the Meijer stores that you have displays in there and tasting bars as well. Congratulations.
Thanks.
I mean, that's a major retailer, and that's how cool your stuff is that you can find it in a major retailer.
And how about Lansing?
You know, we have nothing in Lansing at
this
time.
Great market.
It's another great market. Yep. There are a few things we're working on.
I don't know if I told you, but I sell Carrier air conditioning over
there.
Lansing's my market.
Okay, then. Yeah. All right.
But you have a couple Metro Detroit stores, too, right?
We do. We have a Birmingham location and a Plymouth location, and then a couple tasting bars, Livonia, a few different areas as well.
Nice.
If you're in that market, by all means, go to the Plymouth store, because go later on in the day and then tool around that town at night.
It's a
Plymouth
cool
is fun
town.
At night. You have shown us fun in that town at night.
Well, I think that's easy to do. We can have fun in a paper bag. So
I just
as
wanted
he wadded it
up.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
He wadded it up, though.
Fun's done with that bag.
Shasta Old World Olive Company. Thanks, honey. We love having you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out there and create a little grill envy in your backyard. We'll talk with you next week.